Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In these troubled times, God is our living hope. Help us share that hope by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks for your partnership during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Amen and amen. Jesus Christ, our living hope. I actually think I should start every day with 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. I've been so absorbed in the news this last, 12 hours at least since we talked, since last night. My email box is exploding with the news, and so I try to read that, and the more I read it, the more overwhelmed I get because it's coming like a flood. The times are difficult, and we're entering into, I think, even more turmoil, and so how wonderful. To have the balming, calming, beautiful words of Scripture in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9, that Jesus Christ is our living hope. We don't need to be hopeless and overwhelmed. We don't live with people with it. We don't need to live like people without hope, as Paul admonishes us, because we have a living hope, one that never ends. This is our third day of Share-a-thon. It is your last day, I think, sort of your last day. At least it's certainly with this show to interact and help us. You know the drill. You know that we need your help because we are not funded by any big entity, by all these foundations that give so much money. When you listen to National Public Radio, it always amazes me. This brought to you by the so-and-so and so-and-so foundation and the mother and mother and so-and-so foundation. I mean, on and on and on. They have endless money. Endless money. We don't have endless money. And I know that many of you tune in every morning because you I feel that in many ways right now, American Family Radio is a lifeline for you. And we take that seriously, take that very seriously, and try to be really faithful in our preparation and pray about what God would have us to say. So, but we need your help to keep going. And so our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or you can go, if you'd like to just not talk to anybody, you can go to AFR.net and donate online. Tim Wilman, the president of the American Family Association, has been joining me every morning. We've been having as much fun as we can have in the little minutes that we have. But Tim, what's going on back there this morning?
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, everybody listening across the country to the Our Living Hope Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon for American Family Radio. Well, I'll give you an update. We are closing in on $2 million for the Share-a-thon, and that is awesome. I mean, we are at close to 10,000 pledges. So we're at 9,677 pledges. So we have been just getting tremendous response Tuesday and Wednesday, and today's the last day for Share-a-thon. So it's time for the Procrastinators Club to convene because today's the last day. Now, obviously, if you want to give to AFR, you can give anytime you want to, but we want to include your gift in the final Share-a-thon tally. I think our record was shattered, well, no, it was last time in April when we expected to have a down Share-a-thon because, remember, the world was ending. Remember that?
Always ending.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. The world's
no, but it pretty much is. But
the world's always ending, and guess what? One day it will. But anyway, remember what we were all going through in April, and we were supposed to have our Share-a-thon then. We bumped it to May, and then we had just a record-breaking response from our listeners in the middle of May.
Oh, that's right. That was amazing.
So anyway, if you want to give to AFR, we have one last day here that we want to include your total or your gift in our Share-a-thon. And as we do ever so often during Share-a-thon, we have a person or persons who've given $100,000 to Share-a-thon, or will give it if it is matched by our other listeners across the country. So that's the challenge, $1,000. You heard me right. And if it's matched by the rest of the listening family, and that starts now. That starts now. So I'm going to give the phone number. 877-616-2396. That rings here. Our offices are in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's our national headquarters. But we're a national ministry, obviously. We have supporters from all over the country. And we have stations all over the country, 181 of them. So here's the phone number to make your gift and be as generous as you can and go towards that $100,000 donation or match. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. We just went over $2 million for Share-a-thon.
Wow, just now?
Yeah, just now. Just flipped over.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You know, Sandy, I used to remember, I remember for about 10 years, we every Share-a-thon, I said whether we did the Share-a-thon from Tupelo or we did the Share-a-thon from the moon, it would be $1.3 million. you could just bank on it. And I didn't know if we were going to bust that ceiling or not. And here we are now, over $3 million last time. For Share-a-thon, who knows where we're going to end up today or this evening when Share-a-thon winds up. So I just say all that to say God keeps increasing our territory and keeps increasing the number of people who listen and we're able to reach with the message that we have every day, including the Sandy Rio Show in the morning, which that Sandy does an excellent job, as you know, folks, of hosting Monday through Friday during this hour. Keep us abreast of what's going on in the news and giving us a biblical worldview perspective on it. So anyway, there you go. That sets the table for the hour, Sandy.
Yes, it does. That's great, Tim. And I would just say, yeah, those numbers I think reflect that we are thousands and thousands more listeners are beginning to listen. I think as the desperation, people are waking up. And I think also I have to say clearly that the distinction of American Family Radio is that not only do we bring you the news faithfully and a lot of things that you won't hear in other places, and that'll make more sense to you later after we talk about the biggest news story of the day, but you'll hear things that you won't hear other places, but also you'll hear all of this delivered with the backdrop of biblical understanding of the world and what's happening. And it really does actually make things make some bit of sense. I remember when my husband became a Christian after we met, he was an FBI agent. And after he really gave his heart and life in a personal way to Jesus, he said, you know, it's just changed my thinking. It makes things now make sense. They didn't make sense before. Now things are making sense. And so that's what we try to do. We try to make sense of the news as best we can because of biblical understanding. Before we get into the big news story of the day, Tim, we have a listener story, which we love, and I'm anxious to hear that. And let me say, before we listen, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net and give what you can. Give what you're able to give. Some of you can't give anything. These are hard times, and we understand that. Some of you have been really blessed, and so if you can give more, do that. All right, so here we go. This is a listener story. Phone number is 877-616-2396, and after that, we'll come back with the biggest news story of the day. Let's listen.
Hello, my name is Prissy. I live in Arkansas, and I have listened to AFR for many, many years. And I used to listen when in our area it was only music. And now I listen to talk. I start off with Sandy Rios in the morning. I love her. I love her voice. I am blind. And so, you know, I'm kind of sensitive to voices. But she has done so much to help me see the way things are. And I just want to say, keep up the good work. We out here rely on you. Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you so much. Well, chills and humility are pouring forth. I really appreciate those kind words. And of course, we're all just doing our part. You listening and then telling people, and I'm the ones I've been called to deliver the news, so that's what I do. This is a share-a-thon. It's our third day. It's Our Living Hope is our theme. The phone number is 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Tim Weilman, president of AFA, I want to play something for you. You probably heard some of this as time has gone on because Joe Biden has been asked this same question over and over again, and it isn't about packing the court that I'm talking about. This is a montage prepared by Grabian this morning of Joe Biden answering questions about his son, Hunter, and his business dealings. Let's listen to what Joe Biden, the candidate for president right now, has said before yesterday. Clip 12.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings? Yes, I stand by that statement.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Okay, so that was Joe Biden on record saying, I never talked to my son or my family about their business dealings, never. Well, the problem is, this is what happened in the backdrop. There was a Mac shop manager in Wilmington, Delaware, and Hunter Biden dropped off a laptop for repair and then never picked it up. And it was there for a long time, and the manager tried to call and get them to pick it up. No one ever did, and so he went into the computer to see what was there, and I don't even know that he knew it was Hunter Biden's at the time. And he discovers all of these email and these photographs. By the way, Tim, some of those came into my box yesterday, and people were saying, where? These are really kind of borderline salacious photos of Hunter Biden. People were saying in my circles, like, where did this come from? What's this from? Well, we didn't realize it was from an article in the New York Post. That had gone, let me just say the Mac shop manager tried to contact the FBI. He tried to contact another conservative organization. I think it was Heritage and also Mike Lee, and no one ever responded. He went in online because he didn't have personal connections. And so what he finally did was he duplicated the hard drive and handed it over to the FBI, and they've had it for over a year, could I just say. All right, so the New York Post then, it ended up getting into the hands of Rudy Giuliani, who was the president's attorney. And Rudy Giuliani, of course, has been all over this thing in Ukraine, which is just part of the story. And so the New York Post did an expose yesterday about 5 o'clock in the morning, about 24 hours, maybe a little more, 26, 27 hours ago. And bottom line is we now have Hunter Biden email that show that he actually not only talked about his dad, he pitched that he had my guy, Vadim Bozharsky, who was third in charge of the board of Burisma. It's an energy company at the time in Ukraine. Ask in an email to meet Hunter's father. Thanks him then when he does meet. Thank you for our time in D.C. Thank you for letting me have time with your dad, blah, blah, blah. And so that's just the tip of the iceberg, because you probably know from other accounts that Hunter Biden received. Now, the reports contradict anywhere from $50,000 to $90,000 a month just from this energy company for being on its board. And Hunter, of course, his whole history is that he was booted out of the service for cocaine use. He has a history of hiring prostitutes and doing drugs. He's been in rehab, I think, 9 times. He doesn't have qualifications to be an energy guru. And yet he was on the board making all this money. And the allegation has been that he was making that money because he was the son of the vice president, who was, by the way, charged with Barack Obama to be in charge of our dealings with Ukraine. There's so much more to this, but let me just say, Houston, we have a problem because Joe Biden was lying in those little that montage. He's running for president, and that really is the issue. All right, there's a lot more to say, and hopefully we'll get a chance to say it, but Our phone number, this is Share-a-thon, and this is the reason, this kind of information that we hope to bring you, that we need your help to be able to do that. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net. And if you think there was never a reason why we should exist, just understand that Twitter and Facebook have shut out the New York Post. They don't want anyone to see that article. It's shocking, and that's what's happening. Censorship. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
We'd like to say thank you for your support of American Family Radio during Share-a-thon. We'd also like to help you share the true meaning of Christmas. As a thank you gift for a one-time donation of $150 or more, we'll send you a 10-pack of our new Christmas buttons. Just like the theme of this Share-a-thon, these buttons boldly proclaim that Jesus is our living hope. Also, for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you a copy of Dr. Ray Pritchard's book, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles. Dr. Ray is a regular contributor on Today's Issues and president of Keep Believing Ministries. You can learn more about that ministry at keepbelieving.com. And you'll get a 10-pack of Christmas buttons as well. Remember, our number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks again for partnering with us on American Family Radio.
This is Dean in Aberdeen, South Dakota. I've been totally blind the last 25 years. That isn't a big deal. The big deal is that it turned me on to radio, and my favorite station is American Family Radio on 90.1 FM KEEA. That's the big deal. I'm forever indebted to Don Wildman for the vision and carrying through of getting this radio station. I just want to say my future's great. I'll be stepping into heaven's shores and meeting my Lord and Savior, the Bible characters, and especially my superstars on American Family Radio will be there. That's something to look forward to. Thank you, and God bless you.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
We're sharing our living hope during Fall Share-a-thon on AFR. Call now and make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. And thanks for partnering with us during Share-a-thon.
Everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the morning. And I'm Tim Wildman, and we're in Share-a-thon. Sandy's going to get back to that story she was talking about in just a moment. But we are in Share-a-thon, and guess what? You know how the weather alert comes over the radio or TV when there's severe weather in the area? Well, we're under a match alert here. We're under a $100,000 match alert. So the alarm bells are going off here at AFR because why? Somebody's given this amount of money and they've said, we'll give that if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. And so that's the challenge before us here. One, you heard me right, $100,000. And here's the phone number. So if you want to give towards helping us reach that goal so that we don't leave that, quote, money on the table. Am I using a gambling analogy there? I don't think so. But I don't know where that comes from.
The principle is the same.
I know. Well, I've always heard that, right? Leave the money on the table. I guess that's from gambling. I don't know. Anyway, we're not gambling here. We're asking you to give towards something that's of eternal value, and that is the message that we have here on AFR about Jesus Christ and God and the Bible and the truth. And here's the phone number. This phone number to call us to make your pledge. And by the way, you can use debit, credit card, you can use a bank draft, however you want to do it is fine with us. We have the ability to make that happen here. So call us and be as generous as you can. Call now. Here's the phone number. 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net, AFR.net. But again, the phone number to call is 877-616-2396. Sandy, let's get back to that story you were discussing.
Yes, okay, absolutely. Well, you may remember, I certainly do, but I had to be reminded. You remember Joe Hall? trying to be quick here. Joe Biden was in a town hall, as a Democratic town hall last December. And a man in the audience, even though he was a Democrat, he was like a union guy, accused him, Joe Biden, of sending his son Hunter to Ukraine to, quote, to get a job and work for a gas company. He had no experience with gas or nothing in order to get access to the president. And Joe Biden responds, you're a blank liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. Well, of course, this morning what we're telling you is the New York Post printed an article about 26 hours ago that was an expose because a business owner in Delaware was left with Hunter Biden's laptop. Hunter, as I understand it, dropped it off, and the gentleman kept it. He was afraid, by the way. I hear from Paul Sperry, who's a national security expert, that the owner is saying that he was feared. He was afraid. He was afraid that the Biden family would threaten him with the information that was in that computer.
Let me just excuse me for interrupting, but I just want to say this one thing to be clear. The fellow who owned the computer repair shop did not just start doing this on his own. The computer was not picked up. So once a computer, laptop, whatever, is brought in for repair, after X number of days, I'm sure it's some kind of legal agreement that the customer enters into. If you don't come back to pick it up, it becomes then the property of the shop owner.
This is about a year, Tim.
That's how this happened. It wasn't just like this guy got the computer, started reading the guy's emails, Hunter Biden's, and this said, I want to tell the world.
Right, so, exactly. Exactly. So this article came out, like I said, about 26, 27 hours ago. And then this morning, they've done another one, by the way, that is the link to Hunter Biden and the Chinese and how much money he was making. Now, his father, Vice President Joe Biden under Barack Obama, was charged with overseeing our affairs, our associations with Ukraine and China. And so now we know we have proof positive that Hunter was making money hand over fist, and that he was indeed trading on influence through his dad, and that his dad absolutely did know about this. Now, here's an equally big story, is that what happened? Facebook decided to not let anyone share that. Now, you might try to share it, but it didn't. No one saw it. Andy Stone, who's with Facebook, he is a former staffer for the Democratic Party in California, and also Barbara Boxer, Senator Barbara Boxer, who was a radical leftist who served in Congress. She's like a sister-in-law to Nancy Pelosi. Andy Stone is the spokesman for Facebook, and he said, while I will intentionally not link to the New York Post, I want to be clear that this story is eligible to be fact-checked by Facebook's third-party fact-checking partners. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. And that's not all. Twitter jumped in there. They did the same thing. In fact, let me just use Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary for President Trump. Kayleigh tried to tweet this article out, and she was not just blocked with this tweet, but permanently blocked from Twitter with a message that said something like, I actually don't have the text of the message, but it says something about, here we go, distribution of hacked material. They called it hacked material. We don't permit the use of our services to directly distribute content obtained through hacking that contains private information, may put people in physical harm or danger, or contains strayed secrets. Well, this was not obtained by hacking. That's a total lie. And I want you to hear what Tucker Carlson, because he says it so well last night, I want you to hear just a bit of his analysis of what's just happened. Let's listen.
Most of us never imagined it could happen in this country, and yet today it did happen. A major American newspaper published a story, apparently an entirely accurate story, about a presidential candidate. The tech monopolies that control American media feared this story might hurt that candidate whom they favor. So 3 weeks before a national election, they shut the whole thing down. They prevented the public from reading the news. They didn't apologize for doing this. They didn't bother to make up reasonable sounding justifications for it. They just did it, exactly as the Chinese government does. These are monopolies. They have all the power. You have none. They don't have to care what you think, and they don't. This was mass censorship on a scale that America has never experienced, not in 245 years. And it's a threat to all of us. Democracies only function when there is a free exchange of information between citizens. We no longer have that. This is a dark moment.
All right. And yeah, so Tucker's right. He said it well. I don't need to embellish that. Let me also just point out, by this is not actually new. It's been happening for a long time, but it's getting worse. And let me just give you the illustration. All of those Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, if you don't watch Fox News, if you're just watching the networks or CNN, you don't even know about that. If you watch, get a steady diet of CNN, you will think that the world is ending because of COVID. It's only, even Fox is bad on this, but they're better than any of the others. That's why the whole world is shut down and scared to death, at least our world here, because they are not telling you the truth about what's happening and the proportion and the story about, the real story about masks, the fact that the CDC just came out with a report talking about how ineffective shutdowns and masks are. So you're not hearing that, and that is... You're not hearing about the riots in the streets. No wonder we have different views of our country, because some people don't know what's going on. And that brings me back to American Family Radio. We are pledged to bring you the full story. We are pledged to do that until we no longer can. This is, we are not stopped by Twitter, by Facebook. This is a radio broadcast that we have domain over, the content. Tim is the president, and he's the ultimate domain over, you know, what we can say and not say, and he is not censoring. I can swear to you he's not censoring. And so this is why we need your help for Share-a-thon. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Tim, before, I'd love your response to all this, but before we do that, let's go to this listener story, and then just, I'd love your thoughts about what's going on. All right, let's listen.
Hi, this is Amy from Illinois. I am blessed beyond measure by AFA and everything you all do to hold the line and help equip and inspire your listeners to do the same. I started listening to Sandy Rios about 4 years ago on my way to work. I couldn't believe how much information I had missed from the Talking Snake media. I have since become a stay-at-home homeschooling mom and discovered the AFR app. I now listen throughout the day, and I never have to miss my favorite shows. I love Abraham Hamilton III and the Addisons. Such relevant, inspiring, and truly anointed Christian perspective. Not only am I more informed, but I also feel equipped to engage the culture in a meaningful way. I'm also much more aware of the many brothers and sisters in Christ out there that also know the truth.
Wow.
She's the Illinois girl like you, Sandy.
Yeah, and I, listen, let me just say, I did not pick that. I have no idea what she was going to say. Talk about kind of weaving in with what we're talking about. It's pretty profound. And so, listener, thank you. That's just a wonderful, profound compliment to me, and also to everyone that you mentioned. So thank you. Tim, what do you think about, what are your thoughts about what I've been
reporting?
Well,
when I first heard that story yesterday about Hunter Biden and his computer, and then all these revelations that are on there about him working deals around the world, you know, to enrich himself getting access from people around the, people were coming to him to get access to his father because he's vice president of the United States, and wheeling and dealing. And so I was skeptical about how this was revealed, because it didn't sound plausible to me that a computer shop would just release information on, based on a customer coming in to the shop, that would ruin their business and be illegal. Well, that isn't how it happened. As Sandy noted earlier, the FBI became in, the laptop wasn't picked up, so subsequently it was, it became the property, I guess, of the owner at that time. He looked and saw what was on there, was scared to death, and called the FBI, and the FBI took over the laptop. Now,
and has kept it, and has kept it for over a year. And
yeah,
we've heard nothing about it.
Well, the yes. FBI's, you know, with the whole story the last couple of years, we know that their credibility's taken a big hit. But let me just say this about, I hope I don't get investigated now. So,
well, it's possible.
So
you probably already are under investigation.
Well, they're, I mean, it's been obvious, right? The credibility there has taken a hit. But the story yesterday that broke about all this was appeared on the New York Post, as Sandy said earlier, which is one of the largest newspapers in the country. And immediately, Facebook and Twitter stopped the story from being spread on their platforms. That was just stunning to me. Maybe it shouldn't have been. That was just stunning to me that they would shut this down, because that said to me, Facebook and Twitter are all in for Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
And his campaign. And they're not even hiding it.
And Tim, think about it. They permanently shut out Kayleigh McEnany, the president of the United yes. States, his press secretary, because she tweeted this article. I mean, this is horrendous.
There's nothing in the article that the Biden campaign has denied or that is salacious. It's just factual reporting of what was stated in those emails, where you have people saying, thank you for letting me, I'm paraphrasing here now, but thank you for letting me meet your dad, talking to Hunter Biden. Then he enters into business relationships with these people to the tune of millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, he actually got $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, just a wire transfer that nobody
for
knows
what?
Why. Well, we're not sure. Well, I read that it has to do maybe with prostitutes and frolicking.
Are there
and
not laws?
Things.
Are there not laws? I think there are. It's ethical law. It's either law. I imagine it's a law. I can't cite it now, because otherwise we'd turn into a banana republic. If you're able to buy access to, this is what happens around the world, right?
Yes.
You're able to buy access to government leaders by writing a check, then the transparency of everything is off the table, but also it's illegal, I believe, to do something like that. I mean, that would just be corrupt. Go ahead.
And I should add in here, because I can't play everything I'd like to, but I want to remind people that Joe Biden is on tape, which we played over and over again, but needs to be repeated. He was speaking for a Foreign Policy Council, and he says that there was a prosecutor in Ukraine who was investigating what was going on with Burisma. And so Joe Biden isn't saying that. He's saying, I told them that, you know, if he didn't, they wanted some aid. I forget, it was several hundred million dollars. They wanted some aid, and I told them if they didn't fire that prosecutor, they wouldn't get that aid. And they said, well, you know, how about the president? He said, well, call him, you know, just verify it with him. And he said, in blank of a blank, within 22 hours, the prosecutor was fired. And he's bragging about it.
Well, could you imagine if Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. did anything close to this?
Well, that's what they accused Donald Trump of doing, remember? Of a phone call with Ukraine and all this stuff where they tried to impeach him. It's exactly what Joe Biden had done. It was collusion. Yeah. It was using connections to try to, you know, to make, well, all right, my words are, they were making money off of Vice President Biden's position. Very dangerous. I want to also tell you, Tim, that you may have heard, others may hear this morning, that Jack Dorsey, the CEO and founder of Twitter, has said that it was unacceptable what they did. But let me just say,
what his company did.
Yes, but careful, because his actual words were, it was unacceptable that they blocked users without providing a clear message as to why it was taking the action. In other words, people are saying, oh, Jack Dorsey's admitting they did something wrong. He's not really. He's saying the reason is because they didn't provide a clear message. That's the bad thing they did. And so Senator Josh Hawley is all over this. He is the one leading in the Senate this charge against bringing social media back into some sort of control. And this is what he tweeted to Jack Dorsey. Jack, this is not nearly good enough. In fact, it's a joke. It's downright insulting. I will ask you and Facebook to give an explanation under oath to the Senate committee I chair. These are potential violations of election law, and that's a crime. That from Josh Hawley. So there are some champions coming after this. All the more reason, again, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why AFR, I think the radio station and our outlets are more focused. You can understand the danger of us being censored. Or we can't be censored by Facebook, but we could by another administration. We could be taken off the air completely for some violation that they will, you know, invent. And it's a real threat. So while we can still talk to you, we need your help. So let's do this together. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net and give what you can. Okay, Sandy Rios, and we'll be back with Tim Wildman, our president, and on to other things when we return. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. This is James Dobson with Family Talk, heard each weekday right here on American Family Radio. I want to take a minute to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I don't have to tell you that these are critical times in our nation. The family is being attacked on so many fronts. It's a time when Christians need to stand with courage in this fight against evil. And I believe that one of the ways you can do that is by supporting American Family Radio. America needs AFR now more than ever. Thank God for American Family Radio.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Jesus Christ, my
help us share our living hope during Share-a-thon on AFR. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396 or donate online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support during Share-a-thon.
I don't know about you, Tim, but that stuff, those personal testimonies just make me weep. Really, they do. They just give me chills. And also just the reminder of the responsibility of what we do here at AFR. How are we doing back there?
Well, we are doing great. When you say back there, Sandy and I are in two different places. For those who don't, for those who don't know, she's not. I'm not in the back seat.
You're not in the back room or the back seat.
How you doing back there, Tim? I'm doing great. You keep driving. Keep looking at the road, Sandy.
The pickup.
Believe
truck.
Me, I know
pick
about
up.
Those kind of problems. Okay, so we're doing great here at Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. And let me give you the phone number because we are under a $100,000, you heard me right, $100,000 matching gift from somebody who wants to give that amount of money, but they promised to give it up to that amount if it's matched by the rest of the listening audience, the listening family, if you will. So if you want to get on, be a part of that event, if you will, that match to help us meet it. We don't want to leave that money on the table, as they say. Then here's the phone number to call in. And when you call, please be as generous as you can and know that we can accommodate any way you want to give. Bank draft, credit card, debit card, check, whatever you want to do is fine with us. We appreciate it very much. We don't, you know, as I've said earlier, we don't take like animals or gifts in kind like that, but we do take other ways to give. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's dialing us here at American, if you dial anymore, I don't know what you call it, 877-616-2396 to give your gift to AFR to help us keep growing. Okay, the update is we've done over 10,000 pledges for Share-a-thon, which is awesome. And we're over $2 million for Share-a-thon, which is double awesome. And we're going towards we want to get to $3 million by the time we close this afternoon, or over $3 million, because we did that last May. So we don't want to go backwards. We want to at least reach what we did last May. So I will keep you abreast of how we're doing there. But just tremendous, tremendous response from all over the country, from folks who listen to Sandy Rios in the morning and the other programs that we air throughout the day and the evening and the weekend here on American Family Radio. And let me just add, too, that if you are traveling outside of where we have a radio station and you lose the signal, you can download the American Family Radio app on your phone or on your laptop or iPad or similar device and listen, well, not on a laptop, but on an iPad, a tablet, I should say. Just download the app from the store there on your device. Takes you about, it's free, takes you about a minute, and then you just click on it, and you can listen to AFR anywhere you go free, and it's you never lose the signal. So tens and tens of thousands of people are taking advantage of that app. So spread the word about that, because a lot of people listen to AFR, and they go, I wish my sister could hear this in so-and-so. Or I wish my, you know, friend in so-and-so could hear what I'm hearing on AFR. Well, they can by simply downloading the app. So there, take advantage of that. Okay, Sandy.
Yeah, let me just say it's AFR Talk. The app is AFR, American Family Radio, AFR Talk. And it is great. You can listen. I can listen when I'm in Scotland with my kids. I can listen to AFR Talk. So it's a wonderful tool. All right, so the hearings yesterday with Amy Coney Barrett were very interesting. And Tim, over the course of the last 2 days of questioning, she, you know, it's like been a combination. I think it's like been 20 hours, something like that, where she's had to sit in that chair. No, well, her part, she won't be there today. Okay. Today they will have witnesses on both sides, witnesses against her and witnesses for her. And she doesn't have to be in the room. So I'm sure she's very grateful. But in the last 2 days, they've accused her of wanting to set back women's rights, 100 years, which is interesting, since she is the ultimate, I want to say feminist in the way, in the sense that, not the old traditional definition, but in the sense that she's a woman who's had it all. She has. She's had an incredible career. She's got 7 kids. And from all accounts, she does everything beautifully. That's what we're hearing. And it looks like it's true. But she's being accused of putting women's rights back. I'd say she's. And she also, in the added benefit, along with being the ultimate 2020 feminist, she actually believes you can do that without aborting your babies. And so she's a wonderful person. So they're asking her about setting women's rights back. They're asking her about setting LGBTQ rights, how, what she would do about gay marriage. They're accusing her of, all those posters around the room of, harming all these people if she gets nominated. I think my best one was, are you a white supremacist? And there she is sitting with her 2 black children behind her. And she said,
"Who asked
she said,
her that? Do you know?
I don't. You know what? I don't remember." But she said, "No, I'm not a white supremacist." Or would you decry? Maybe she said, "Would you disavow white supremacy?" And it's unbelievable. So then, this is the clip I want to play you, because Senator John Kennedy had a question for her coming on the heels of all of that, and I want you to hear what it is. It's clip 8.
Do you support children and prosperity?
I support children, 7 of my own, and then support others. Obviously think children are our future. Support children, and yes, I support prosperity.
Do you hate little warm puppies?
I do not hate little warm puppies.
Okay. I just want to get all that clear.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Isn't that great? That sounds like something you would do, Tim.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, doesn't it? Yeah. They're attacking her like she's this wicked person and just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. And by the way, I love every time Senator Kennedy's on, I stop and watch what he has to say on the news because he's so witty and so truthful. And brings things out in such a way that's easy to understand. The senator from Hawaii was the one who asked the Hirono. What's her name?
Hirono. I think it's Maisie Hirono.
She's the one that asked Amy Coney Barrett, a mother of seven children. They're sitting there in the room as she's taking questions from, and ask her if she's ever sexually assaulted anybody or something like that.
I'm sorry.
Just
not so, about
you just go, you're looking at, I'm going, where did this question come from? I would have said, no, Senator, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. But here's the
thing,
Tim.
I know she couldn't say that.
Just a warning. Just a warning.
Go ahead.
Where some people think, and they may be right, that that question was introduced because they are trying to find any student anywhere stirring the stick, as they did with Kavanaugh, that will speak out about her and report something like that. And so many of us think that they were kind of laying the groundwork for what we might hear today. They might have this sudden discovery of some student that claims that she sexually assaulted them. Yeah, so that's probably what they're heading toward.
Well, you know what? Maybe that question, that should be, as Senator Marsha Blackburn said last night, I was watching her, that would have been caught by the FBI in their profile of her. Or you have to go through a vetting process, I should say, by the FBI to even get to the point of being a federal judge. The point is, the whole thing, as Senator Kennedy there is making it, the whole thing is just salacious. They're trying to come up with something to embarrass her, to maybe keep her off the court. There's nothing there that anybody knows. She has lived an exemplary life. She loves God. She loves her family. She is very intelligent, and obviously very intelligent. She doesn't even need notes to answer questions from all the senators. And
Tim,
she will be confirmed, but anyway.
When Mazie Hirono was asking that five-minute question about LGBTQ issues and gay marriage and her Obergefell, she was reading. You know, she had page after page, just her question. She couldn't ask the question without all those notes. And I thought, what a contrast. And I have said from the beginning of this that all of those senators, especially the Democrats, are reading scripts written for them. Carefully crafted, each of them covering various. But trust me, this has all been thought through, and now a lot of guys on our side have been reading also, but a lot of them have not. Like you'll notice that Mike Lee, Senator Cruz, Josh Hawley, they don't need notes. They are, and there may be others too, but they know, they have knowledge, and that's the caliber of people who should be serving us in that body. And the reason we're in the trouble we're in, one of the many in this country, is because we have elected reprobates, really, who have sat there that they for years done horrible things, mm-hmm. made themselves rich, like the Biden family, because of their affiliation with government, and we have allowed it to happen. We have allowed it. We have voted them in year after year, and we have to stop that. If we have another chance, if God should have mercy, we have to stop that. And so we have some great people serving. In not many of them, but they're scattered out throughout, and we have to give them the support they need and to run again. And we also have to get behind some really good people. By the way, the Freedom Caucus has been recruiting some really good candidates, and they are actually out in the field working for those candidates. And this is in the House. They're looking for some pretty good success. I can't break it down any further than that, but that's good news to me. Well, we are in the middle of Share-a-thon, and even though we're talking about news, we want to remind you that this is what we do every morning, and we are able to do that because of your generosity. I have been, I don't even know how long I've been with AFR Talk, Tim. I've lost track. I don't know if it's 7 years yet. I don't know. Maybe something that.
You know, when you're having fun, who can keep up with the
Who's
years,
counting,
right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. But of all the times we've done Share-a-thon, fall and spring every year, and every time we've tried to raise money for something, we've never, ever, our listeners have never failed to be generous. Never. Mm-hmm. And that just blows me away, because I've been on other radio stations and was in the position of needing to do all kinds of fundraisers on their behalf. And this is not the norm. I'm telling you, this is not the norm. So I want to thank you right up front. And our phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Tim, let's listen to one of our listeners, and then maybe you can tell us what's going on there. And we have that $100,000 challenge.
Yes.
And so everything you give will be double. But let's listen to this listener before we talk about that. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm from Texas. I've been listening to you for years, and especially Sandy Rios, and I love her program. She keeps me updated on what's going on in the government, what's going on in different places. I love when I get a chance to listen to all the talk shows, all the ministries, and I tell everybody that I know the radio station I listen to and tell them they need to listen to you, because if they want to know the truth, to listen to AFR.
Beautiful.
All
right. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you so much. Well, that's really cool. Okay, so Tim, what more can you tell us, sir? We only have a few
Well,
minutes
by the way, here. Back to your story about Amy Coney Barrett, and then I'll update us on Charathon. All these, a lot of the questions that the Democrat senators are asking of her, and she's done with her testimony. It was Tuesday and Wednesday, so she doesn't have to come back for a third day of answering ridiculous, some, not all, but some are just absolutely ridiculous questions. But Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey was the one.
Spartacus. Spartacus. That's what
he's
he called
the one
himself.
That said, do you condemn white? Do you condemn white supremacy?
Yes.
That's what he's asking.
With her two black children behind her.
Yeah, her two
I
black
might
children
think about
behind
it. Her. I might consider it.
I know. What if she said, "Huh? I don't know. Let me think about that, Senator, and I'll get back to you on that." Anyway, just that's the kind of silliness that some of these Democrat senators are putting her through with these ridiculous questions. But she will be confirmed. Lindsey Graham, the Senate Judiciary Chairman, and Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican, Majority Leader, he said that the votes are there to confirm her. So she will be the next justice on the Supreme Court.
Unless they find a procedural way to stop it, or unless they find some student who claims that she did, we can't be sure. We need to keep, I just want to be real here, because I can't believe, honestly, that the left would let go so easily.
Well, Diane Feinstein, she may get a letter from an anonymous person somewhere in the country who said, "I knew Amy Coney Barrett when she was 15, and let me tell you, she failed the driver's test, and yet she got her license anyway, and it's a scandal.
She stole someone else's paper.
Yes.
I don't know.
She looked at my test. Anyway. All right, Sheriff, we got 4 minutes left here, and we just thank you, everybody who has called in during the Sheriffathon for Tuesday and Wednesday. Today's the last day. The Procrastinators Club of America has to convene today, or they'll be late. So if you're a part of If you're a procrastinator, if you put things off, we want to include your gift today so we can put it in our final Sheriffathon tally when we finish late this afternoon here, finish our 3 days of Sheriffathon. So we got $100,000 that has been given by a very generous, I think it's just one person, maybe a couple people, but anyway, and they've said, we're going to give this much money to AFR to help you stay on the air and build more radio stations, but we need this to be the rest of the listening family to match the $100,000. So that's what we're doing right now. And here's the phone number to help us do this. And please be as generous as you can. If you've already called in again during the Sheriffathon, thank you. We appreciate you so much. Here's the phone number if you want to call now, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. If you want to keep up with Sheriffathon on the web, go to afr.net, and there you go. Sandy, we're out of time.
Yes, and I want to just take this opportunity to thank you in advance. Thank you, all those of you who have made donations generously. thank you so much, and for all of you that are going to. By the way, we have a $100,000 match. Again, it's till noon Central Standard Time, and so you. But I hesitate to say that because, you know, if you put it off, you'll forget. So don't put it off. And we just thank you. We're a partnership. We don't know what's going to happen with our country, but we're all going to finish well, aren't we? We're going to do our part, whatever that may be. And so thank you for listening and supporting us in every way. God bless each and every one of you. Our phone number again is 877-616-2396. rafr.net. Tim, thanks for joining me. This has been fun.
Yes.
All right, so Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.